is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. If we are honest with ourselves, we all have to agree with C.S. Lewis's claim in his book Mere Christianity that there exists a common moral code, inside information, that is known to all and unvarying throughout all ages and cultures, that no one has ever fully kept that code, and that there is someone behind that code, an encoder, to whom we must all answer. The fact that there is a great encoder has not escaped the notice of all fields of science and philosophy. For example, scientists have long abandoned the idea of any pulsating, eternal, cyclical universe. Background radiation demonstrates a Big Bang event, and insufficient mass in the universe makes any contraction of the universe impossible. There is just not enough matter, stars, dust, black holes, planets, whatever, to alter the ever-expansion of the universe. It is expanding as useful work-producing energy diminishes and organization decreases. Therefore, even the atheist today must believe that the universe had a beginning and an end. Though some may try to avoid the inevitable origin of time and space by presenting quantum arguments, their points quickly fall into disrepair. Big Bang theorists have no explanation for the creation ex nihilo, creation from nothing, without God, and so must view matter, not God, as eternal. If eternal, it should be stable. Nor are any plausible theories available to explain the cause of a Big Bang or what could be driving the expansion of the universe. We only know that, if not for this expansion, once created, the universe would simply fall by its own gravity together into one great mass. The most modern, up-to-date scientific inquiry concludes that the physical laws governing the universe comprise what can be called a code. Scientists know full well that, as Heinz Pagels states in his book, The Cosmic Code, that, quote, the architecture of the universe is indeed built according to invisible, universal rules, the building code of a benevolent craftsman, end quote. Scripture speaks about the purposefulness of the cosmos in terms that cannot be mistaken. Isaiah, in the 40th chapter, for example, proclaims that God measured the universe in the palm of his hand and marked off the heavens by the span and calculated the dust of the earth by measure. The prophet then poses the question, who has directed the Spirit of the Lord? Paul takes up this theme in his first letter to the Corinthians to the end that they may understand, in addition to our limitations, that Jesus, the word by which all the cosmos was created, has now become to us wisdom, righteousness, and our redemption. Let's all, from this day forward, follow him. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.